Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 123, entitled How to Grow a Pair and Follow Your Dreams, I chat with personal development coach and entrepreneurial success coach, Xander Fryer. Xander talks about how to take charge of your life today and go after your dreams. He shares with us his four proven steps to go from living an ordinary and often painfully boring life to living the life you've always dreamed of. If you're wondering how you can grow a pair, stop the days from passing you by, and follow your dreams once and for all, check this episode out now. You're going to love it. Hey man, I got a couple quick reminders I want to share with you. First, the Elite Man Podcast is available on all podcasting channels, including iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and directly on the EliteManMagazine.com website. You can subscribe to any or all of these channels to get every episode as soon as they're available, and I highly recommend you do so. Also, our show notes are always up on the EliteManMagazine.com website for you to check out more info on every podcast we have. This includes the summary of each episode, any links for products, recommendations, or resources we mention, and further info on that episode. And finally, if you're not on our Elite Man newsletter yet, join today at elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter. You'll get all of our podcast episodes, articles, videos, and special content not seen or heard on the site or show. Join the newsletter now, elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter.
All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is Xander Fryer from XanderFryer.com. Xander, thanks so much for coming on the show, man.
Absolutely, Justin. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Xander, I know you're a good friend of my friend Craig Ballantyne, and also, it's pretty funny, you live in the same complex as my other friend John Romanello. So when those guys, well, Craig specifically, but when Craig reached out and said, I had to get you on the Elite Man Podcast, I knew I had to do it, and you know, here you are. Really excited to have you on, man. Can you just, I just mentioned in the intro a moment ago a little bit about some of the stuff you do, but can you just kind of go a little more into that, a little kind of a deep dive into some of the work you do and kind of how you got to that point?
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, what I do now, I'm actually an entrepreneurial coach. I help entrepreneurs build six-figure businesses around their passion. So whether it's coaches or consultants or any solopreneurs, freelancers that are looking to build high-income, high-impact businesses where they're actually doing something they love, I actually help them, you know, from the ground up, basically work on themselves first. Because what most people don't realize is to be a high income earner, you have to become a high income earner internally first, and then help them design their businesses so that they actually align with their values and can actually build those businesses along with who they are.
Cool. And how did you kind of get into that, man? Do you mind sharing that story of you hanging out by the pool and connecting with John?
Sure, sure. So you want me to give you the full story? I can give you the full story.
Yeah, give us the rundown.
It's okay, all right. We'll give you the full story because you know how I actually got to this point. You know, actually goes back a lot farther. I was actually in in college. You know, really good at math and sciences, so I was. You know, that question, what are you going to do with your life? Was pretty easy for me. It was just like, you know, I'm going to be an engineer, right? So when you're good at math and sciences, it's just like, oh, be an engineer. It's, you know, secure job. It pays you well. So I ended up going to UCLA for electrical engineering, but you know, I'll be honest, I didn't really care about math. I didn't care about engineering. So while I was at UCLA, I really kind of found my real passion, which was mentoring and coaching and inspiring others when I joined the Air Force. So I joined Air Force ROTC and started to, lead my different flights and squadrons and detachments. And that's when I really fell in love with this idea of leadership and with mentorship and helping others get where they wanted to go. And while I was in the Air Force, I excelled. I was actually going to be a fighter pilot in the Air Force until my senior year, I made the really dumb decision of, after out having a couple of beers with some friends, I drove home and ended up getting a DUI. So I ended up getting kicked out of the Air Force. And, as a 21-year-old lost kid, I did what any lost kid would do, and I joined the corporate world. Took all this pent up energy and passion and applied it to, being a cog in the wheel, and, saw a lot of success there, made a ton of money, I worked for a company called Cisco, covered, companies like Disney, Facebook, NBC, saw quote unquote corporate success. But I really learned there that, that wasn't really what I loved to do. And, with every raise or with every promotion, I basically kind of felt like a sharp drop and an emptiness afterwards. And I wasn't really truly fulfilled. And so basically last July, I ended up, just quitting the corporate world kind of cold turkey with nothing but a hope and a dream that I was going to lead, inspire, and mentor, other individuals to pursue their passions and follow their dreams. So that's kind of, the long story about how I got to this point. And, right after that, I started my own coaching company. And within about 4 months was able to, turn up that business into a six-figure income and helping a lot of people start to do the same.
Cool, man. And what was that, was it around that time you're hanging out by the pool in your complex and you bump into who but John Romanella?
By the pool? Yeah, so I'm literally just sitting out by my pool and there's this extremely muscular, good-looking dude. I'm straight, but he's a very good-looking guy, all right? And he's sitting over by the pool all tattooed up. And I don't know why, but I just kind of felt like drawn over to go talk to him, and I went over and started talking to him. I didn't know who John Romaniello was at the time, but my roommate at the time was a strength trainer. And, I'm talking to John and learning more about what he does and, how he helps people and, how he built his brand and everything he's doing. I'm like, wow, this guy's amazing. At first I thought he was just a meathead. Then I come to find out that, he's a New York Times bestseller. He's from, graduated Cornell. And really just connected with him on so many levels. So ended up meeting John. John introduced me to Craig. So really just been working with them for the past few months to really, really hone in everything that I'm doing and turn up the impact that I'm having.
Cool, man. Yeah, it's such a cool story, man. We were talking about that before we went on. It's just like, the randomest things in life will just bring you to or draw you to different people, or just, going to side into one of the pool one day could literally change your life because you bump into somebody. And yeah,
absolutely. And especially when you're truly intentional about what you want to do, like things like that just happen. I think most people just kind of have their head down. Like, they're just, they got the blinders on day to day, so they don't notice these things. But it's like, all you had to do was go talk to that random, really large dude at the pool, and it'll change your life.
Cool, man. So Xander, today I want to talk mostly about how to grow a pair and follow your dreams, which is basically what you're all about. I mean, you're living proof of this. You're doing it right now. You've been doing
Absolutely.
It for the past, year and a half or so. And I think what do you have, like 4 steps or so to kind of like really break this down?
Yeah. And I can definitely, I break it down into 4 pretty basic steps. That I work with every one of my clients when it comes to doing this. You want me to go through those right now, or?
Yeah, let's just kind of, break each one down one at a time and kind of,
sure.
Pick them apart. So what's the first step, I guess? This is a meaty topic, or, we could get into a number of different rabbit holes here and kind of get lost, but.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's break this down one at a time.
The first step to really growing a pair and following your dreams, I think, a lot of people get caught up right here on this first step. And the problem is not actually knowing what your dreams are. And when you don't have clarity around your dreams, you don't have clarity around what you want to do, your passion in life, your purpose in life, that deeper why, you don't act, right? So the way that I like to explain it to people is like, So imagine, you know, I'm on the West Coast, I'm in Los Angeles, and the way I like to think of it is like, if you're going, you have this desire to go east. You know, you don't want to be on the West Coast anymore, right? But you have this desire to go east, you just don't know where. So you start to go east, and you hit one reads like New York, right? And the other one reads Miami. And you don't know if you want to go to New York or Miami, and you don't want to choose New York and then be like, but what if I actually want to go to Miami and I don't have time? Right. And so you just kind of sit there in like Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is, you know, not the best city to live in. My mom lives there. It's not great. but yeah, so because we don't have clarity, we end up stuck. We end up not taking action. So, you know, the first step that I really suggest to everybody when it comes to, you know, this is a dream that everybody has. They want to be able to follow their dreams. They want to be able to follow their passions, but they don't ever take the first step in clarifying what their dream actually is, you know, what their purpose or passion actually is.
What's the best way to really figure out like what you're passionate about, what your dreams are, like, where you want to go? Like, is there kind of a little exercise or maybe something to think about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm kind of have a little cold. So if I cough, I apologize. But
Sorry, man.
yeah. So you know what I actually tell people is like, you know, it's not one exercise, but I can give you an example of one of them. But what I tell people is getting clarity around your dream or getting clarity around, you know, your purpose or your direction in life, right? Is kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. And with like every conversation with a mentor and every, you know, life-changing experience you have, it's like you get one little piece to that puzzle and it gets a little bit clearer and clearer as you keep going. The problem is most people think that they're just going to find these puzzle pieces like, you know, while taking out the trash or like sitting on their desk at work, you know, in their office job. And it just doesn't work that way. Right. And so what I suggest to everybody is, you know, there's a lot of exercises and conversations that you can have with mentors to really front load the process, because you don't want to get to that point where it's like you have no idea what you're doing. So you just throw your hands up, quit your job, and then like move to Thailand because you have no idea what to do and you're hoping you'll find yourself there, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. Living in Thailand would be awesome. But, you know, most of the people that I know that go on like a year-long sabbatical just come back and go right back to a 9-to-5. And so what I tell people is you can front load the process with some exercises to really, really work on getting clarity around what you want, the life you want, what your passions and your purposes are so that you can start to build a life around it. You want me to give you like an example of one? I could give you a real quick one for everybody to start working on right now, if that would help.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah. So this is going to sound really, really simple at first, but everybody who tries this is going to be, you know, kind of surprised on how deep this will actually take you. And this exercise actually was one of the main reasons, just reviewing this exercise was one of the main reasons I was actually able to quit my corporate job making, you know, multiple six figures. So what you do is just take out a piece of paper and go ahead and, you know, give yourself like 5 minutes and write down 20 things that you love to do. Don't think about it too much, but just, you know, write down 20 things that you love to do. You know, I love to go out and get drinks with friends. I love to play football. I love to go shopping. I love to spend time with my kids. So just go ahead and just, you know, take the time to just write down 20 things you love to do. And then what you want to do after you go through those 20 things, go back through the list and write down next to each one why you love to do each one of those things, right? So I love to, you know, spend time with my friends because I love connecting with people. I love to drink tequila because I love just being present and relaxing, right? I love to spend time with my family because I love to be present when my kids are growing. You know, whatever it is, just write down why. Mm-hmm. And then you go back through that list again, a third time, and you're going to be able to notice, you know, somewhere between, you know, 3 to 5 paradigms that run through all of the things that you love to do in your life. And, you know, I'll give you some examples. You know, for me and for some of my clients that I work with, the paradigms are some things like, you know, they love to learn or they love to help others. They love connecting. They love, anything physical, right? So they find these paradigms in their life that, are present in everything that they love to do. And the more you can start to align your life with the things you love to do, the happier you're going to be. And most people don't really realize this because they're just like, oh, I need to fit into some mold. Like I need to be a doctor or an accountant or an engineer. And most of the times those molds don't actually give you a majority of the things that you love in life. So that's kind of like one exercise that, of a handful that I really go through with a lot of my clients, but can be incredibly revealing when you go through it.
I love that, man. That's really cool. It just kind of makes everything, like all your ideas come to like concrete, like you can see them right in front of you, and they're not just ideas anymore. They're not just random thoughts that come and go, but they're actually like when you put pen to paper, when you put that right in front of you, and you can read it and see it and even touch it. It's like it makes it more concrete and tangible. And then also like you go through
yeah.
the list. I like going through the list and obviously, picking out the patterns and seeing what's kind of like reoccurring and, what you really love and, see how it's in throughout all these different tasks and things that you'd like to do and enjoy the common theme of like what's reoccurring. That's kind of a good guideline, I think, to start and kind of, which way to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, to be very honest, when I went through this list and did it, and, I was in my corporate job, it was, this one and probably two other exercises that I went through. When I looked at those exercises, I was like, holy crap, I'm not living the life that I was meant to live. And it became, just like you mentioned, it becomes so clear when you get it out of your your deeper subconscious mind and put it out on paper and just look at it. I was able to basically, quit my job looking at these three pieces of paper, and, the decision was made in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, no shit, man. And all that brainstorming and crazy random thoughts that come up all the time, that stuff is great. And sometimes you have a genius idea and it sparks something and you take action and that's great. But so much of the time guys will, have all these great ideas or they have all these thoughts and they just come and go because they never actually take action on them. And they never, like you said,
yep.
like write them down so they can take action or they know where to go from that point.
And that's, and that's exactly what it's all about, right? When you're able to get that clarity. Without clarity, you don't take action. You just have these thoughts like run back and forth through your mind and you don't really think too much about them. But when you get it out and you get clarity around it, you're like, ah, shit. this is what I need to do.
Cool, man. So what's the next step? What's step number two?
Okay. All right. So this one's going to be a lot more difficult than it sounds. It sounds incredibly simple, but the next piece is truly, truly believing it's possible, right? So when you get clarity around what it is you want to do, and, for me, I didn't even have a concrete idea when I quit. I just knew that I wanted to inspire and empower other people to live the highest visions of themselves. I didn't know how that would turn into a business. I didn't know exactly what I'd be doing. I didn't know I'd be coaching. I didn't know any of that. But I knew that, from a deeper function of me, that was what I was going to do. I was going to help people. And, one way or another, I'd figure out how to put, a title on it, right? But the second part was really, truly believing it was possible, right? Because I think that's probably, when it comes to being stuck where you're at, if you don't believe that you can do something better, you'll never, like you mentioned, grow a pair and go for it. If you truly don't believe it's possible, one of the things that I teach a lot of my clients is how to program your brain to believe that this is possible. We have so many negative thoughts and limiting beliefs about, what we can and cannot do. And, one of my favorite jokes, this is from one of my mentors, Jack Canfield. He told me this. He said, if we spoke to somebody else the way that we speak to ourselves, we'd get shot.
Yeah.
Because, we're total dicks to ourselves. Like, we're terrible people. We shoot ourselves down. We tell ourselves we're failures. We tell ourselves we can't do this. All these things because, whether it's society or, our parents or friends, whatever, mediocre minds that are in our life that end up kind of like implanting these limiting beliefs and negative thoughts that prevent us from believing we can actually get where we want to go. And so, number two, and it's, very simple when I say believe it's possible, but it's incredibly difficult to actually put into action. But yeah, you got to believe it's possible. And the reality is, it is possible. But it's about learning how to program your mind, program your subconscious to believe that it is, so that you're not afraid to just take action and go for it.
Hey, gentlemen, have you joined the best Facebook group on the planet yet? Man, I talk about this group all the time, but for good reason. The Elite Man Mastermind group on Facebook is the hands-down one collection of like-minded men you have to be a part of. I'm talking about world-class performers here. Authors, podcasters, life coaches, dating coaches, relationship experts, health and fitness experts, nutritionists, doctors. There's so many awesome professionals in this group willing to lend you a hand. And give you advice, give you their best tips and strategies and techniques for mastering life and becoming the best man you can be. And there's thousands of incredible, regular, awesome dudes like yourself in this group as well, who share advice, who share information, who inspire each other and take each other to the next level of becoming the best version of themselves. So join the group right now if you haven't already. I feel like I talk about this all the time, but I love this group. It's so inspiring. It's incredible. You have to be a part of it if you're not a part of it yet. Just ask any one of the thousands of guys who are in this group. We absolutely love it. We talk about it every day. We're involved every day. It's incredible, and I want you to be a part of it too. So go to elitemanmastermind.com. It's going to forward you right to Facebook, or just go to Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind. You can join the group that way as well. Either way, I'll see you on the inside, guys. So keep kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah, one of the things that sticks out to me is, especially when you just said, you know, programming your subconscious mind is a big thing I use and have been using for years, is self-hypnosis. And actually, yeah. Other thing that kind of clicked was when you said that, you know, if all the thoughts we said in our mind, if, you know, people could hear them or read them aloud, or, you know, listen to things that we're saying, we get in trouble, we'd, you know, get put in jail, or we'd get punched in the face because, you know,
yeah,
we're just doing nothing but negative self-talk all day long. And one of my favorite hypnotherapists is Dr. Andrew Dobson. I think he says like 95% of the thoughts that we have in our head are negative throughout the day. So it's,
yeah,
it's
I heard 90%. So yeah, somewhere between 90 and 95%.
Something ridiculous like that. So he's like, you know, it's incredible the fact that we're all just like not crazy, and we're not, you know, all mentally insane because, or like super, super depressed, because all these thoughts that we have typically are negative thoughts. So like we're constantly getting over this, and it's remarkable that we actually are able to live sane lives. So if you can just start like thinking more positively about things, I mean, just imagine like if it's 90% or 95%, even if you could just change that down a few percentage points, your life is dramatically going to change.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, we talked about me meeting John Romaniello at the pool. I mean, if you think about it, John's twice my size. If he wanted to, he could probably eat me. but you know, it wasn't like, you know, when I was at the pool, I wasn't like, oh man, like I don't want to go approach that guy. He's really scary looking. He's got tattoos. He's, you know, got muscles, you know, his biceps are the size of my torso. Like, you know, I'm not thinking those thoughts. I'm just thinking, I could tell that guy's got confidence, and I could tell that, you know, there's a reason I want to go talk to this guy. And so rather than telling myself, he's not going to want to talk to me, he's not going to want to meet me, I'm going to make a fool of myself, I just went over there and introduced to myself. Right. But it's because, you know, I had this positive thought. What if this guy is a really cool dude? What if, you know, he's in the same industry that I'm in? What if, you know, this is something we could build a relationship here, and it could really benefit both of us. Yeah. Right. And so those are the positive thoughts that when you start to think those thoughts, you do things you would have never done before, and it leads you down a path that you would have never been able to go.
Exactly. And just take it this way, and I tell guys this all the time, like I'm all about socializing, getting out there, interacting with people, connecting with people. And, you know, I'm a natural introvert. I'm naturally or formerly was very shy and, you know, didn't like
social
situations.
I'm right there with you, brother.
Sounds like it, man. You know what I mean? Like social situations aren't our type of thing. And, you know, we got to kind of step out of our shell, step out of our comfort zone. But once you start doing that, amazing things happen. And just take that example of you going up to John again. Like even if he wasn't this, you know, super successful New York Times bestselling author, great entrepreneur, you know, mentor, all this other stuff. Even if he wasn't that, even if he was just another cool dude and, you know, had the same personality and worked at, you know, Walmart or something, you know, lifting boxes all day. If he had that same personality and you went up and started talking to him, you would have just made a great friend, like someone you can hang out with all the time, someone you can, you know, go to the gym with, someone you can go to the bar with, like just another great dude. And the fact that you were able to step out of your comfort zone, just go up to him and start talking to him, you know, it just made something incredible happen. As it turns out, the guy's an incredible entrepreneur and, you know, helped you out and you're working with him now, which is, you know, amazing. But just doing that, you know, regularly is going to help people out and just create so many different opportunities across the board.
Oh, 100%. Sorry, I literally now I can't stop thinking of Rum and Yellow just at Walmart, like working, like lifting up just like, you know, all sorts of big stuff to get those gigantic traps. But
bench pressing the tractor.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, he's going to love this one.
Yep.
But yeah, man, is there any other like little techniques you can use to start programming your mind to believe that this is possible, to believe that, you know, you can make this change and really program it for success?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that I use really heavily, and it's probably very similar, you know, what you were talking in terms of self hypnosis. But our subconscious mind is it basically responds to repetition. So, you know, the way I like to think of our, you know, a lot of these thoughts that you mentioned, they're our subconscious mind. Most people don't realize this. Our subconscious actually, you know, runs about 90 to 95% of our thought processes, all our habitual thoughts and everything like that. That's our subconscious. You know, it's not our conscious, you know, the thinking thought that you think Justin or I think Xander. That's not actually what's going on. That's our subconscious that's running this. So through self-hypnosis or, you know, processes like visualization and affirmations, we can actually program that subconscious mind. You know, so I'll do this exercise real quick for everybody. So everybody who's out there listening in the listening world, let me ask you this. Can you feel your right foot? Now you can, right? Mm-hmm. Before I said that, you couldn't actually feel your right foot. Your right foot was sending impulses up to your brain all the time on how hot it was, how cold it was, the pressure that you're feeling. But your conscious mind was not aware of it because there's a subconscious part of your brain that was actually filtering that out. Yep. And so what I did is I programmed that subconscious part of your mind. It's called your reticular activating system. And so I programmed that just for a second to notice how your right foot was feeling. You can do this with positive affirmations as well to help take you in the direction that you want to go. So an affirmation, you know, a lot of people have probably heard of affirmations, but, you know, I wanted to explain that because now you'll understand why it works. So an affirmation is you state something that you want to be true as if it's already happened, as if it's already fact. So, you know, for example, I'll give you one of my affirmations. I say, you know, I do this twice a day. So I do my affirmations right in the morning when I wake up and right at night before I go to sleep. And there's a lot of science around the things that you do before you go to sleep. Your subconscious mind continues to process it for, you know, the next 7 to 8 hours, however long you're sleeping. So I do it twice a day. But one of my affirmations is I am so happy and grateful that I am now boldly traveling the world, earning $1 million a year. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when I first quit my job, I set this affirmation, right? So when I first quit my job, I set this affirmation and, you know, everybody kind of laughed at me. They were like, and I said, you know, by the end of 2017, and that gave me about a year and a half, 2 years to figure out how to do it, go from zero to making $1 million a year. And everyone's like, there's no way in hell that's going to happen. Now it's approximately 10 months after that. And I'm earning, you know, roughly $300,000 a year right now, and it's going up. Now, you tell me if that affirmation has had an effect on me or not. It definitely has, right? So, you know, just by doing that, you know, once in the morning, once in the evening before I go to sleep, I'm programming my reticular activating system, my subconscious brain, to be aware of the opportunities that cross into my life that'll help get me to that $1 million a year income. And so, you know, I know for a fact I'm going to be there by the end of 2017, but that's all because of the affirmations.
That's awesome, man. How long does it take when you're doing it? Like, how many times are you like repeating it over and over again? Is it a few minutes? Is it literally just like a couple seconds in the morning and then at night? And also, is this kind of like the law of attraction thing?
So this is law of attraction. The way I actually like to put it, I call it law of awareness. Right. So, you know, for those of you who have seen The Secret, you know, it's kind of fluffy. You think about the things that you want, and they just magically come into your life. Right. That's not necessarily true. What the law of, you know, and why I call it the law of awareness is because when you do this, you program your mind to see the directions that you need to take action in. So it's not like you just think of $1 million and sit on your couch and all of a sudden it just magically, you know, appears in your lap, right? You have to, you actually have to take action to make it happen. But to do that, you program your awareness, you program your mind to see the opportunities you need to take, to see the, you know, the avenues you you need to take, whether it's, you know, John Romaniello sitting at the pool or meeting Craig Ballantyne or you know, any of the opportunities that you need to take, you just go for them because you've programmed your brain to understand that you need to move in those directions. And then, you know, to your question about how long it takes, it's different for everybody, but the most important part of an affirmation is not just saying the words, but feeling the words. So for some people, this is incredibly easy and quick. If you've been doing it for a while. So for me, I can just say it once and I can actually feel the sensation of, you know, traveling the world, being in a different country, you know, like somewhere where they're speaking Spanish and all of a sudden I'm fluent in Spanish, right? And I'm sipping on a, you know, I'm sipping on a cafe and, you know, looking at my bank account and it's got $1 million in it. And I can feel that to my core, right? For some people, you know, when you've gotten to that point, you just have to say it once, you know, with your eyes closed and you can really truly feel it. For others, when they're first starting out, you might have to say it a couple of times. You might have to really just focus on feeling it, imagining that you are, you know, whatever that affirmation is, whether it's, you know, writing a New York Times bestselling book, you know, envision yourself, you know, with your book, signing autographs for this big line of people that are in front of you or handing it to your mentor or something like that. But the most important part is having an emotional connection to the words.
Cool. Makes sense, man. So do you have to get like super relaxed before you do this kind of thing? And is it like a sort of a meditative state?
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, if you're stressed out of your eyeballs, it's not going to work that well. but yeah, so it definitely helps doing it, you know, first thing in the morning when you're already kind of in a meditative state. If you are a meditator, you know, I suggest doing it at the end of your meditation. And then the other, you know, the other great time is, you know, at night, right before you're winding down. A lot of the times, you know, if you've done some winding down or anything like that, you're in kind of a more relaxed state and you can just run through them very quickly before you just knock out.
Love it. What is the next step we got? Is it step number three?
Yeah. So step number three. So once you kind of, and, you know, this comes a lot easier once you've done number two, but number three is overcoming your fears to make the jump, right? So a lot of the times we're kind of holding ourselves back with something. So one of my favorite sayings, I can't remember who actually said this, but they said, you can't find new lands while being afraid to lose sight of the shore. And this is a huge, huge one when it comes to following your dreams, because a lot of the times we have like something secure, whether it's a job or, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever we're doing before, that is our safety net. And you have to be willing to overcome your fears to pursue your dreams. If you've got one hand holding on, you know, holding on to the guardrail behind you, you're never going to be able to swim to the other side of the pool, right? You've got to just go for it. And so, you know, we all have fears. We all have these beliefs that run through our mind when, you know, when we go do something out of the norm. But it's not about not having those fears. It's about feeling those fears and acting anyways. So I'll give you an example. When I quit my corporate job, I legitimately thought, you know, this is, you know, I've done a lot of things. I've found success in a lot of things, but I had this legit fear that when I quit, I would not be able to figure out how to make money doing what I loved. I would run out of, you know, my little savings that I had, and then all my friends would stop hanging out with me, my family would disown me, and I would become, you know, another homeless person in Venice, you know, like living on the Venice boardwalk. Right? Like that was a legit fear of mine. But I basically had to come to terms with, all right, is this real? Is this even possible? It's like, no, that fear is just a story that you tell yourself. It's not real by any means. And so you feel these fears, but you know, because you believe it's possible, you overcome them and you just go for it anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, to me, like I've had a battle with fear for many years, anxiety as well. And when I first realized like how to get over it, it was basically just like realizing that all these fears are being, like you said, being concocted in your mind. It's a story that you make up, a story that you tell yourself, a projection into the future of, you know, negative things happening. And the more you think about these things, the worse the fear gets. But then you kind of open your eyes or really expose the fear to what it is. And it's really nothing. It's just a story you're making up, a bad story that just keeps, you know, never ending and continuing. And
this,
worse.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about. You know, the 95% of our thoughts are these like these negative stories that just wind ourselves in circles and get deeper and deeper. And that's what prevents us from doing the things we want to do. You know, one of my things that I teach my clients is, so fear, F-E-A-R, stands for fantasized experiences appearing real. So they're not real. They're just fantasies that we make up and they appear real to us, right? So, when you think about, you know, everybody's got a fear of public speaking, when they think about getting up in front of people, it terrifies them, right? So what runs through their mind is a literal, you know, it's our evolutionary brain taking them through a fight or flight response. They literally think they're going to die, right? So their palms get sweaty so that they taste bad to the bear that's about to eat them, right? Evolutionary man. Their palms and arms get sweaty so they taste bad to bears. You know, their neck stiffens so they can keep sight on whatever predator's coming up. You know, all your blood rushes to your extremities, your arms and your legs, so you can run really quickly. You lose control of your bowels because there's no need to, like, you know, take care of digestion or anything like that. But this is literally what happens when we're going to die. We think we're going to get eaten by a bear somehow. And, you know, in modern day, it's just not true. You're not going to die, but we have the same physical reaction to it. And so, yeah, once you learn how to just be like, okay, this is a fantasy that I'm just telling myself, you realize it's kind of entertaining when you look at it from an objective point of view.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing too that I tell a lot of listeners and people I work with is just focusing on like what's happening now, like living in the present moment, I think is such a big mind shift.
Absolutely.
Like, obviously projecting yourself into the future causes a lot of fears. And then also thinking about the past, like, you know, things you missed out on or regrets, things that you didn't, you know, wish you didn't do or things like that.
Yep.
Typically tend to cause, like, you know, resentment or depression. And, you know, that's also not a good thing, of course, but just focusing on what's in front of you and what you can control in the moment right now is, you know, a great way to get past the whole fear thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, when it comes to overcoming fears, as soon as you realize, you know, where you're at, you're not going to die. Just be present with where you're at and do what you can do now. All of those, you know, fears and worries start to go away.
So, what's the last step we got, Xander?
Yeah, so the last step that we got, you know, and, you know, steps 1 through 3 really is, you know, in my opinion, how it's like the preparation, right? It's like getting clarity around, you know, what you really want to do, your purpose, your passion in life, your dreams, and number 3, you know, basically overcoming your fears and starting to take action. Those are all kind of like leading up to like launching. And then, number 4 is basically how you actually get from where you are to where you want to be, right? If you're at point A and you want to get to point B, you know, what's the best way to get there? How do you guarantee success moving forward in this endeavor? And, you know, what I tell to literally every person that I talk to when they want to pursue something new and different, I ask them, you know, what's the fastest way to get from point A to point B if you've never been to point B before? And the response is always find someone who's gone from point A to point B and ask them how they did it. So basically, to guarantee success moving forward, it's 100% about mentorship and coaching, you know, finding people that can help you out. And that's why, you know, when we started this conversation in the beginning, you know, finding your John Romaniello or your Craig Ballantyne or your Jack Canfield. You know, I've worked with so many mentors over the last several months to help, you know, learn the skills and the processes that I needed to learn to get to where I wanted to go. And that's the only reason I was able to do it so fast was, you know, rather than running around in circles trying to figure things out, I could have somebody that's been there, that's done it, show me how to do it. Right. So it's like if you think about like baking a cake, right? If you've never baked a cake before and you don't have the recipe to bake a cake, you're going to go try and bake a cake and you're going to put all these ingredients together and then you're going to put it in the oven for like 12 months and pull it out and it's going to be like a big ball of mush, right? Because you forgot the eggs. You didn't know that you needed eggs in this, you know, in this cake mixture because nobody told you and you've never done it before. Right? And it's the same thing with, you know, following your dreams or doing something that you love. If you have no idea how to do it, yeah, you can be resilient and hardworking and, you know, like me, stubborn as hell and never going to quit. But, you know, to some degree, yeah, you know, you'll probably get there eventually, but how long will it take when you're doing it on your own? And most people don't realize that success really is a team sport. So you just need to find other players on your team to help move you forward.
Yeah, I agree, man. And talking, you know, just talking personally myself to, you know, some of these hugely successful entrepreneurs and, you know, business owners and just people that you look up to for years, I've learned by doing the podcast that, you know, one of the biggest recurring themes over and over again is that they all had mentors. They all had people helping them out.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, is like to grow their businesses, to grow their, you know, entrepreneurial endeavors and just be super successful to take them from like to take them to the next level. It's really all about building up a team around you as well who can help you do like
absolutely,
you know,
yeah,
tasks and business things that you need to get done. So yeah, man, I mean, it's you're totally right, man. You're dead on with that. And you know, just watching someone who's already gone through the things that you want to go through, I mean, it just makes sense. Like they're literally just giving you like the recipe for the success and whatever you're choosing to do it. And
you know,
like
it really
them.
Is. Yeah. You know, and you know, it's funny you bring that up because, you know, we talk about the recipe and like, you know, if you don't know how to do it, you forget the eggs. It took you 12 months. You forgot the eggs. You didn't get there. I'm thinking about it. I literally just had a conversation with Craig and he was like, dude, like metaphorically, this is what he said. Dude, you're forgetting the goddamn eggs. Right. And like what in one sentence, he probably just saved me 12 months of messing around. Like, I'm not even kidding you.
No shit, man. That I so believe that, too, man. Because trust me, when I first started, too, I was missing the eggs for such a long period of time.
Right.
Basically spinning my wheels. And then, you know, after months and months of going nowhere, no progress or anything, it's like, oh, you know, shit, if I just did that differently, you know, 6 months ago or whatever, I would be a year ahead. But instead, you know, I was where I'm at. So it took me a while myself before I figured out kind of to get mentors, to get help, to, you know,
yeah,
start connecting with other people. All those things are huge, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in my opinion, that is, you know, once you get the other three right, getting clarity, believing it's possible, and overcoming your fears, once you get those three right, all you really have to do is, you know, find good mentorship and good coaching, and that'll help you get the rest of the way. As long as you're, you know, you're willing to overcome your fears, you believe it's possible, and you've gotten clarity around where you want to go, you're going to be able to get there if you find good mentorship and good coaching.
Mm-hmm. How do you go about finding a good coach too? Is it someone who just like sticks out to you, someone who resonates with, you know, your philosophy or some of the beliefs you have, or is there like, you know, a specific way to go about finding someone?
That is a phenomenal question. I've worked with a ton of coaches and a ton of mentors over, you know, the course of putting together, you know, my venture and my business over the last year. And, you know, honestly, my first thought on that is, you know, I always kind of go with my gut feeling, my instinct first. Cause you, like you mentioned, you really can just like feel whether or not somebody is in alignment with what you're looking to do and, you know, whether or not they can really help you get there. It's not always something that you can very logically just be like, you know, this is it. You know, that being said, you know, there's a lot of mentors out there and a lot of coaches out there that you do have to also just be like, okay, logically, let's kind of look, are they, you know, like I mentioned, have they gone from point A to point B, right? So do they know what it takes to get there? And then have they shown other people, you know, how to get from point A to point B? So, you know, when it comes to logically figuring it out, if you know, if you've got clarity on, all right, here's where I am and here's where I need to go, can you find someone that's gone from point A to point B and have them show you how to do it? If that person matches those criteria, let's see if it works.
Totally, man. I couldn't agree any more than that. And all these steps, man, they're all going through them. They're all phenomenal steps. And I think guys really implementing these steps are going to help you, you know, make that change and take massive action to to getting the life you want, going after your dreams. You know, it takes a lot of balls, takes a lot of guts to be able to do this stuff, but, you know, following this type of plan and really going through the steps and, you know, making sure you take action on them, I think can make a super big change in your life. So, Xander, thanks for coming on the show, man. Is there a last send-off message you'd like to leave our audience with before we wrap things up, and then also a place that our listeners can check out more about you?
Yeah. So, you know, I'd say the last message that I'd give everybody, you know, this is kind of for everybody that's still in, you know, they're still hesitant about pursuing their dreams or pursuing what they love. You know, the one thing I would remind everybody is the one resource that we can never get back is our time. The one resource that we have a limited amount of on this earth is time. And when I truly learned that, when I truly learned, you know, my time is limited on this earth and I want to spend it doing what I wanted to do, being who I wanted to be with the people I wanted to be with, that made all of the rest of my life decisions a lot easier. You know, whether I was facing these subconscious fears of not being able to make the money that I wanted to, being judged, you know, being a homeless person on, you know, the Venice boardwalk, none of that mattered when I realized that I wanted to make the most of my time on this earth. And as soon as I realized that, you know, I wasn't afraid to take action in the direction of my dreams. So once you make that decision to truly stop wasting your time, you know, I think it was Jim Rohn that said, you know, every moment is either on purpose or off purpose, and every moment off purpose is a moment wasted. You know, once you realize that you want to take advantage of every moment you have, then you'll be able to start to pursue the things that matter to you.
Love it, man. And what's a place you'd like to send our listeners?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So if you guys want to check out more about me and, you know, some of the trainings that, you know, we put our clients through, you can go ahead and go to xanderfryer.com/training. So that's xanderfryer.com/training. And that's actually, you know, we've got some trainings in there around how to build, you know, for entrepreneurs or anybody that wants to be an entrepreneur, how to build a high income, high impact business around your passion. So you can actually make the money that you want to make while doing something that you love.
Cool, man. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. Xander, thanks so much for coming on the show again, brother. I really do appreciate it, man. And I will talk to you soon.
Of course. Thank you, brother.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.